Let's talk football. Not that football, the other football. Todd Yeagley, head coach, Indiana men's soccer, joins us on Wednesdays just after 4:40. And here we are, two games in the books, one more exhibition to go, and one week from tomorrow night, the whole thing starts for real. Well, you've been busy. Good to hear your voice again. What'd you learn from your two weekend outings Friday? Well, Tuesday's not a weekend, but they're not in school. What'd you learn from your two outings these last few days, buddy?
Been good, Glass. We're trying to put all this into a package and do a lot of evals, but we have been training a week, so we always put it in context. There's a lot that's happened, two scrimmages, a lot of practices, a lot of stuff in the field that we're just trying to give them, but we not give them too much. It's always a balance, but feel good. The games were different, which we wanted and expected. Wright State, sat back and gave us a lot of it and made it really hard for us to break down. And we'll play a team or two like that. And then Bowling Green last night were, very high energy, high pressing, and most everywhere. The game was much more back and forth in the sense of rhythm. I thought we had good control through the match, a match that we honestly did not play well last year. And they return a good chunk of their team, Bowling Green. That was actually a really disappointing performance last year's preseason. I thought they had the better of us this night. I thought we had good control from the get-go. I think it took about 10 minutes to get fully in the rhythm, and then from there I thought we created some great chances. We gave them very little from the run of play. They're dangerous on restarts, but I thought we still handled that well. So all things considered, Bowling Green was a good test, playing in a different environment, different grass, getting on the bus, all that's kind of part of the process, and that's what we did last night heading up to Indy, and scored three very good goals, probably should have had two or three others, and also were able to still get some good evaluation, not quite as deep as Tuesday, but still pretty deep, and we'll keep moving forward as we say, we open in a week. It's crazy.
4 30-minute halves against Wright State. Well, that's by design. It's preseason. You can jiggle the time around as you would like. Did you, in the first game, try to play different combinations for extended periods of time? What goes into putting that lineup together the first day out? That's got to be interesting.
Well, I mean, the first game in particular, we got most everyone on the field because we're really just in, a day and a half in a training, quite honestly. So it's just instead of scrimmaging ourselves, we're scrimmaging someone else. So the goal was to get most of the team 60 minutes, which we were able to get a good chunk of the team. So that was primary, just to see them against someone else and have a different type of feel of pressure. It's obviously different when you're, on Armstrong and there's an opponent across from you instead of the same color from our team. So that was good. And yes, we were trying to look for some different combinations of players with some of the lineups, knowing where, again, our holes are that we left wide in the back. But also putting enough returning players, in and around those changes. Because if you make too many, you don't quite know where the good or the not so good might have originated from. So getting a lot of similarities and then throwing one or two kind of wrinkles is really what our goal was. And I think we were able to, get a good evaluation from obviously both matches, but that's how we approach it. Where we might look for someone's primary or secondary position, what happens if someone were to go down even in a position that we feel really good, we have starters in. What happens? What's the domino? Who needs to go where? So a couple of the guys played spots that were kind of secondary, if we were to have an injury in a certain location.
Todd Yeagley is our guest, the head coach of the Indiana men's soccer program. The Hoosiers ranked number 2 in the preseason polls after finishing national runners-up last year. Two exhibition games in the books. Little Birdie on Twitter said Tommy Mihalik was in excellent form last night. How important is he to be part of that fulcrum in the attacking third of the field?
Tommy's, he's critical for that. I mean, he's got a different skill set. He's one of our best finishers from intermediate or outside range. We've seen that throughout his career, and we see it every day in training. He can score a goal that others can't consistently. And yet Tommy's had some ups and downs in his time at IU. And, you know, as a junior, you know, challenge that we've been talking about is we need consistency. We need him to not have the couple games where we're not sure quite where he is. I think we'll have options to, you know, there's competition that keeps everyone sharp. And I think Tommy does relish. He needs that pressure. He needs someone nipping at him. At the same time, you know, you need a plethora of attackers because there's going to be a different type of opponent in the game. And some guys will have an off night, but I think Tommy's consistency is the big focus, and getting him to be more consistent with his final pass, with his decisions. When he's feeling it, like in the zone glass, as you might call it in sports to make it real simple, you know, he's really, really high end. It's just those lower points we need to eliminate.
Can't be anonymous. There's too many big matches and too many expectations. And from the training ground to the practice ground, how's your communication been? You told me, you know, you train for a day and a half, then all of a sudden you're out there facing live bullets. Talk.
Yeah, I mean, we're just, like I said, we're trying to give them as much as we can, but not overdo it. And that's a challenge. I think through the years I've maybe gotten better at that. You sometimes try to, you know, overcoach, and yet, you know, first day out there, you know, I haven't had a team in a while because we have obviously since the in the spring, so I'm kind of like a cage tiger myself. I kind of catch myself going, wait, I don't need to give them every piece of information the first practice. I was guilty a little bit, but no, more often than not, we've gotten a bit smarter, wiser, and just layered some stuff on and focused on, you know, where things need to be to start. And if you're organized defensively and you guys understand roles, we have, you know, we have terminology, we have, you know, over 50, 60 terms that we kind of use. We have a terminology quiz. The guys need to know how our language is classed. That's an important part. And it's not, you know, unique to only us, but I think we have to know how we speak. And so getting those words and phrases down and how we operate is critical. And then the attack is thing we layer on as we go, and that's where, you know, I think that first game we were a little bit stalled out with some ideas, and we weren't too concerned about it because we didn't really talk about it. We didn't scout Wright State. We didn't talk about where we should be in spaces. So we just kind of let them use some instincts, and we did do a little bit more against Bowling Green with some pre-picture ideas, and we saw them quickly translate into some positive outcomes. So, you know, we'll kind of jump into more. The last game will be probably the most of kind of like a regular season prep. We'll give them some stuff on Louisville, not quite like we would our first opponent, but at the same time, we're definitely not going in blind. And obviously we'll shorten the bench a little bit, just get a little bit closer to what the rotation might look like going into the opener against Notre Dame.
Let's talk about those pesky Cardinals from across the river. John Michael Hayden is in charge down there, former player, national championship winner. When you guys get together, there have been tons of fireworks, tons of fun. I don't know how much fun for the coaches, but for the fans, it's been great. And you mentioned it's this Friday at home. Free admission. Match time is 7:30. Get over there and enjoy it. That's an ACC powerhouse. This one's kind of – it is different. This one is more the dress rehearsal than the exhibition. I know you were talking about it a little bit there, but how important is it to have a team like Louisville on your preseason schedule, knowing that Notre Dame is around the corner in less than a week?
It is. I mean, they're a little different just systematically in the way they'll play. So, like, but from some of the higher-end quality that we're going to see, some of the better attackers – in our conference, you'll see an attacker on Louisville that will match that type of player. And you'll see something that will look much more like a team that could, you know, take any team in the country toe-to-toe and get a result. And Louisville has been a team that shows they can beat anyone. They've obviously had some ups and downs in the ACC, which is a tough conference. But, yeah, they can go anywhere and get a result. And so that's how they're going to come in. They're going to come confident. They're going to try to instill their game onto us, which is great. They're going to be very high in ball possession and trying to dictate tempo. So it'll be a great challenge of for us when and where we can set traps and, you know, where we'll want them to have the ball and where we don't. And then us, you know, when do we take care of it? What chances can we create to have a couple of restart challenges with some size? But I like some of our new pieces to help us with that. Yeah, it's gonna have a high temperature to it, class. Like you said, it both teams do not go into this one like, okay, it's just a little friendly.
Let's roll. Yeah, you guys don't get together before the game and say, hey, for a half an hour, if you could play this way, that would be great, so we can work on this. No, let's have a little bit of fun and get ready for the big, big regular season. Everybody has moved in. It's a busy week. You guys have already been here throughout the hustle and the bustle. School does get started, obviously, next Monday. Everybody's settled in on the academic side. I know you guys have a great support system around there, and that's part of the – besides the soccer, that's another reason I know kids line up to play for you.
Yeah, everything is in good place. I mean, it's been nice to – you know, I told the freshmen they got here – before the wave, I said, this will be your quietest week ever on campus because there were very few really was athletes that were here. And then this week is going to be your loudest week of the semester. And then everyone will calm down a little bit. So, you know, they're going through and doing one or two a days with us and having to recover and yet also have the excitement and the buzz on campus to manage. And we just, you know, that's just part of the freshman experience, and they're gonna have to, you know, deal with it and figure out how to manage that and get the necessary rest and stay focused. But no, I think everything is in a good order. You know, once school starts, you know, things get into a much cleaner rhythm. Our guys are in a really good morning training rhythm the last couple of years. They feel good about it. Their schedule's all set. We feel good about where we are with regards to our daily rhythm, and now it's just getting ready for that first big game.
Coming up 7:30 Friday night, Louisville. I'm sorry, it's 8 o'clock. Boy, we'll get there at 7:30. You won't miss anything. 8 p.m., Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field. The Cardinals are in town. And then it's a week from tomorrow in South Bend against Notre Dame. The home opener, August 29th, Tuesday, DePaul is in town. Thanks for your time today, buddy. Stay cool next week when we crank it up into the 90s. And, well, we'll have three games in the film room when we get caught up with you next week. Thanks. Thanks.
Thanks, class.